This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Having heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew portion. I had some folks use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're at Traveler's Risk, and KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock, and KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane, he's over in 6 Mile. Now we'll go on down and start the roll call with any Echolink stations only, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening, Gary, and it's going to be 82 degrees later this week for a high. WN4V.
KDOS. Good evening, Gary and Ms. Joy. Please check in. Kilo 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG Fletch and Easley at Camp Barker. We're waiting to bring in the new year and watch Clemson win or lose. Good evening to all my friends on the net. KI4DOS, K4YNG. Good night.
Yeah, KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. Being negative and negative. I'd like to say hello to Fletch.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, where it's going to be 82 degrees later in the week. John, I think the high here might be 60 or 62 later in the week. I don't know, but it's not going to be 82, I can tell you that. But we appreciate you being with us. Keep us informed. Also, I'd like to say good evening to K4YNG. That's my neighbor Fletcher over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello over there at Camp Barker. And y'all take care, batten down the hatches, and hopefully this new year coming in a couple of days will be better than the last one. And as far as Clemson goes, that's the wrong color orange. Appreciate it there, Fletch. Y'all take care. Also like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim. He's down in Pelzer tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And Jim, I hope Fletch got your howdy there. But appreciate you being here, and y'all take care, and we'll talk to you after a while sometime. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative, and Happy New Year to everybody.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but listening to the swap net.
I-4DOS. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat and Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
It's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all located down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, Hendersonville, I'll just be in and out.
Like say good evening. KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman. No comment, no traffic. Happy New Year.
4DOS. Check in and out. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Joe. I'm portable in Blue Ridge tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter. Evening, KN4RJN. Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KO4ALL. That's Mr. Joe. He's portable at Blue Ridge tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform Drew Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening for the swap net. Good evening, everybody on the net.
DOS. Check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. Landon, Mobile, Dacusville. Negative, negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. I think I'm going to stick around for a bit of the drag shoe tonight. So, good evening to you. 73's to you. We'll talk to you later. 73's to all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon. He's mobile over there in Dacusville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Be careful out there on the mobile. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you and the family are doing well. Tell everybody we said hello. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve up there at the over there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening. I would like to say good evening to W4WO. Somebody sat on their microphone or hit a VOX button or something. Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, this. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta, Mike, Jim and Taylor, and I'll be standing by for Rag Shoe.
Jim Simpsonville, I'll be hanging in for the Rag Shoe tonight.
Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Kilo Alpha DLS. Hey, Miss Joy and the net. Happy New Year, everybody. Check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. I'm okay, easily. Negative, negative.
Please check in November 4 Delta, Juliet and Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative, negative, but I'll be listening to SwampNet. Hope everyone has a good evening.
KOS. In Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James from the New Shack and Taylors. Negative, negative. For DOS.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I started off with a train wreck at the very start. So if I don't read your call back, try it again. I'd love to get you in the log. I'd like to say good evening to KO4BDM. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And then there was a Simpsonville that doubled with Jim, and Jim went out. Station in Simpsonville, go ahead.
Yes, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform, Georgia in Simpsonville.
KO4KAU, down in Simpsonville. Cut you down for some comments in just a little while. Also like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. David. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And KB1BNT, Mr. James in the New Shack over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And I heard that little bit of a third party in there. You sound like a little puppy dog. Reach down and pat that puppy on the head for us. Appreciate you being with us. And KB2BYQ, YQ. That's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 4, Lima, Echo, India, KN4LEI. Jim over here in Toccoa. Toccoa, Georgia, and might stick around for a flag team. All right, you out, mean Gary. And good evening, everybody on the net.
Net control. Please check in, Kilo. KO4JQY. And Taylor's, be negative, negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KN4LEI, Minister Jim, down there in Toccoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KO4JQY, over there at Taylor's, can I get your name, sir?
That'd be Joe. J-O-E.
So we got you down in the log. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS. Coming up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Joyous. Hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS. Hilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kama, North Carolina, all negative and negative tonight, Gary, and Happy New Year.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there in Tuxedo at the top of the mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching TV and reading a book. I don't know how she does them both, but she can multitask. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Please check in and out.
KI4VLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
Like to say good evening, KI4 VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. I get all that right in a minute, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Please check in. KI-4-MLN.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Al. KI-4-MLN. Al's happy tonight down there in Molden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. I got everybody. This is KI-4-DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAG-GEO portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4-DOS. It's KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's an MFJ-297 desk mic. It's brand new, still in the box. He's got a cable to hook it up to a Yaesu radio. He bought this and never used it, and he would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two MFJ-170B antenna switches. He would like $15 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-991A. He says it's about 4 months old. He would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu VX-170. That's a 2-meter HT. He's got the manual, the charger, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. It has the Kenwood SP-31 speaker and the Kenwood TS-50 power supply to go with it. It's a complete station, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Mosley TA-33. That's a tri-band HF beam. Works 10 through 20 meters. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Say that again.
TA-33 HF beam.
Okay, and how much?
$300.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Thank you, WFCM.
Since we're broke, got to pause right here. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Yes, this is Kilo Victor 4. Nancy Charlie. You're really grateful. I will be listening. And happy New Year to everybody.
DOS. We check in and out. KG-4-PFI. Don, and KG-4-QLQ, Linda. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you. Everybody on the net.
Yes. E-N Dave. Brad in Taylor. Hello, Gary. Everybody on the net.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KV-4-NC. Minister Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. And KG4PFI, his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Tell the rest of the family we said hello. And, buddy, your ears should have been burning. Me and old Dan, WB4FEE, was talking about you the other day.
This morning, also, Gary, we run across him over at exercise.
Yeah, there, buddy. He said that most of the time he don't get there and laugh at you leave, though. You go so much earlier than he does.
Yeah, a little later now. I've been going over, you know, she has dementias and everything, and I got somebody coming in and staying with her while I go over there. I used to get over about 5:30, quarter to 6, and now I don't get over to about 7:30 to quarter to 8.
Well, I'm glad you're still being able to get over there and do your exercising, and tell Pat and everybody we said hello. Hope y'all continue to do well.
Okay, Gary, good to talk to you. We don't get on here no more. We've had a lot of problems the last couple of years. So we've had a really lot of problems. So good to hear everybody, and talk to you later. K4END.
Y'all take care over there, and maybe one of these days, if things will settle down a little bit, I can get over that way and maybe see you for a little bit. I'd love to see you and Pat and the family. But in the meantime, y'all take care, stay safe, and stay well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet before we finish up the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 4DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
Check, be right back to you. Never like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Go ahead there, Don.
Yes, KG4PFI. Gary, take that out of the line off the swap net, please.
We'll remove it. KI4D, well, let's see, I got another Echo Link station up. Let's see if we can get this Echo Link station, then we'll go back to the swap net book. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. If I have audio capability, send me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. That's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM261A. That's a 2-meter monobander. It has the microphone, the power cord, the mounting bracket. He's got the manual, the box, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. He has the Yaesu FP1023A power supply, and he would like $1,000 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. Guy has some parts. He's got some push buttons for, like, Kenwood radios, the lights for ICOMs and Kenwoods. He's got a 50-watt IC 2728 transistor, just all kinds of different parts. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM ID51A. That's a 2-meter 440 D-Star type radio. He's got three batteries, the charger, the manual, the programming software for it, and he would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a 40-meter, two-element Cushcraft beam. It's a Cushcraft XM240. It has the DX engineering hardware, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks. Stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Thanks for those that let me know about taking the items off. I always appreciate that. Bill sent me a text message. That's KC4W down there in Anderson. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Bill. Thanks for sending me the text message. We got you in the log there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren, we're negative and negative tonight.
Okay. check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
We're DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you folks are feeling well and staying safe. Any others all the way through the alphabet, before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. First on the stump tonight, that's Mr. Steve, K4ZZX, up there at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. What have you been up to?
U.S. Matt, K4ZZX. Good evening, Gary. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot about a Happy New Year and hope next year is better than this one. So I'm going to just run right past that. I have been looking on the net and investigating and scratching my head and making diagrams. I'm hoping middle of January to have an antenna party out here. And I was wanting to run something by you. I've got a dual band dipole that I bought online. And it has just a regular old, you know, quarter wave dipole. And I was going to use it for 2 meters, but I was going to try to make a two-element beam out of it by taking the shield of the coax and run it back and run me a bar across there about 22-23 inches long. Wondering if you'd ever heard of anything like that being done.
Well, I know some people that have had 2-meter dipoles up. You know, don't know that I've heard anybody doing anything like that before. I mean, I've built a lot of different type of antennas. I've built copper J poles, the tape measure, 2-meter beams, you know, out of a tape measure and that sort of stuff. But I don't know, Steve. You know, you don't ever know till you try it and see if it works. Old Ray, K4SUG, told me a long, long time ago, he said, if it radiates, it's an antenna. If it don't, it's a bird perch.
That's a lot of truth in that. I'm thinking about having it run vertical and trying to get it pointed toward the west-northwest, get a better shot at the repeater. The modeling I've done on it so far, I'm not going to have that great of front-to-back ratio, but I do get about 2 dB gain on the forward lobe.
I would try it. Just, you know, it don't never hurt to try. You don't know what you're liable to come up with. It might be something that a lot of other folks could use.
Understand that. Back in the day before I got hurt, I probably made 200-300 of those aluminum J poles that's got the three stubs that you got two sympathetic elements on it for 2-meter 440, and you drive the 2-meter rod on that about 20 inches long. I made a bunch of them, and I made probably 50 or so 6-meter antennas. And I used a dipole design as the driven element and would put a reflector and director on it, and they did pretty well.
A lot of fun getting in there playing with antennas and building them and that sort of thing. I had one of those 2-meter 440 aluminum J-poles configurations. I don't remember what happened to it. I think I gave it to somebody. Somebody needed an antenna. But, you know, it's fun to get out there and play with them. I don't have the modeling software, you know, to check the way that things will operate, if they will. Don't have that. Somebody offered it to me to put on the computer, and I didn't want to do that. I said, well, you know, I don't build that many different antennas, so I don't really need it. But I guess it'd probably come in handy to have.
Well, that is what they call open source. It's free out there. And I've got a little bit of a programming background in my life. It may be umpteen years old, but I still read a little bit of code, even if it is C++ or C++. So I guess that's a better grade than an F.
Off you go, buddy. Any way you can do it. But, no, I know there's a lot of stuff out there. I don't spend much time on the computer. I don't have enough hours in a day, so to speak, to get in here and just sit in front of the computer screen. I stay busy doing other stuff around the plantation here, as old Dwight used to say. I guess if I would play with the, get on the computer and do a little more research, I could probably find out a lot more stuff that's out there than I really realize.
I was talking back and forth with a fellow on Facebook the other day, and we were talking about different antennas and different thoughts about, you know, putting which antenna and such as that. And he kind of reminded me of something. He said, well, the thing you have to remember, it's going to be you that is using that antenna. So you need to put up what you want, not what everybody else wants. Because you can't please everybody. So you better please yourself.
I agree with that. I know some folks that are real set in their ways, and they think this is the only way to go, and this is the only antenna to use. But I've used a lot of different ones here at the house, or not necessarily at this particular location, but at this house and other places that we have lived. And find out what put up what you want and what you like, and if it works for you, that's great. If it don't, then you can go look about something else. I have run into one situation where we put up an antenna, and I don't know how many times that antenna's been up and down, and reconfigured, rebuilt, and all of this. But this gentleman lives in an RF hole, I think. the next thing we're going to try is a vertical down at his house. We've been putting up dipoles and different configurations and this, that, and the other. None of it seemed to work. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to go vertical.
I've learned this. I hear it a lot, and I've learned it to be true. When I got my ticket, it was nothing more but a license to learn. And I tell you, I learned something every time I talk with somebody about antennas, or I read something, or I see something. The other week, I was going down the road. We was coming back home from Georgia, and I saw an antenna a fellow had up in the air, and it gave me a real good idea for how I was going to do mine. Well, I reckon I flapped my jaws long enough, Gary. I'm going to go ahead and clear with you here. And I do hope you have a great new year. I'll send 73s from my house to yours, K4ZZX.
Well, I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. I always enjoy talking antennas, you know, as there's a silent key, W before ZBZ, old Gene Owensby. Said he was down at walking the shores down there at Lake Hartwell. He and some other fellas, and they started picking up parts, and they found an old bicycle rim and other pieces, parts, and they carried it up there, put it all together, made an antenna out of it, and it worked. So you don't never know what'll work till you put it together and try it. But you take care over there, and hopefully you get your get the antenna party all set up and put it out over the air. You know, when you're gonna do that, and I'm sure there'll be several folks come over and help you get those antennas in the air. But again, we appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us. Enjoy it as always. Look forward to doing it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Stump is Mr. Jim, KO4BDM, over there at Taylor's. Jim, what have you been up to today?
KO4BDM, well, not doing a whole heck of a lot. Finding out I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs. So I thought I would ask to see if there's anybody out there that has an old boat anchor, tube, transceiver, or receiver that they're willing to part with, and I'd like to do a restore job on it. It'd be a nice little project for me to do.
I would hope there would be somebody out there that might have something like that for you, Jim. I know that you do a lot of repair work on stuff and enjoy working on radios. I don't know if you like transmitters or receivers. Don't know which one you like the best, but you know, it's a lot of fun to get in there and have to scratch your head every once in a while. But some of these rebuilds, you know, I don't know. I've got a fella that's Honey Collins, I think he said it was. I don't know which one it was, but he needed it somebody to work on it for him. But I don't know if he still got it or not.
Yeah, that sounds like a challenge. I would enjoy doing that. I finished rebuilding my Dentron 1000B, and I modified it for 24-volt tubes because they were a whole lot cheaper. And I've rebuilt everything in it from ground floor up, and I finished doing my entertainment system, and so I'm kind of in between projects.
You don't never know. I've got not electronic type projects going, but I've got several different projects I'm working on here at the house. Mine don't involve radios or anything like that. They're, you know, roofing and siding and landscaping and, you know, most of my stuff's done outside in the weather there, Jim.
That too, but I'm kind of regulated to a wheelchair, so I can't do too much on the outside. So I do it at my bench and try to get things going that way. I'm upgrading my computers and changing processors, doing memory and what have you on them. And I finished rebuilding two of the ICOM radios I had and 2 meters. And finished repairing my 761 and upgrading it. And so I'm kind of like twiddling my thumbs right now.
Boat anchor receiver over here, but it doesn't need anything. It's working real well. I got the old Hammerlin HQ170. I guess you're familiar with that.
Yeah, I read up a little bit on it. That's a pretty good receiver, and it still runs its weight today. You know, and most of the stuff I've got is in between 10 years to 30 years old. I got it all working now.
A lot of fun getting in there and restoring those things. It's this HQ-170 that I've got. My youngest son came over and he asked me, he said, "What is that, Dad?" And I told him, and he said, "Does it work?" And I turned it on and we were listening, and he got over there playing with the dials, and he was spinning them around and listening to this, that, and the other. And I told him, I said, "I'm thinking about selling it, son." He said, "Oh, that radio belongs to me, Daddy."
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, the last upright radio that I did was a 1939 RCA, and I rebuilt it for a lady and got it up and working, surprisingly enough. And that was an enjoyable project, but right now I'm sitting here kind of cold, don't have anything going on.
Can stir some business up for you. I'm sure somebody's got something out there that they wouldn't mind parting with, or might pay you a little bit to go through it and get their radios working again.
Yeah, it sounds like a challenge. I've got most of the equipment nowadays. It's all solid-state stuff that I use for my test benches. I've been playing with my computers. I did Raspberry Pis for a while, and I built an entertainment system that is all computer-controlled, CD, DVD, and all that sort of stuff. Kind of came to a standstill on it. Everything works on it. I don't know what to do with it.
You get your fingers into that, right?
Yeah, I'm one of those fixer-upper type guys. I don't like sitting looking at four walls. I got to be busy doing something.
Out of that, I don't like sitting and looking at the walls either.
If there has some, you can give me a call, 864-435-3503, or on QZ, it's KO4BDM.
Jim, is anybody out there got anything that Jim might be able to work on and play with a little bit? Go ahead there, Al.
My call's on me, but I've got an old AF-68, and I think it needs 2 6L6s, and we got to build something for a power supply out of junk. I got the plug wire for HT10 old heat kit supply. I have to check the wire, make sure it's right. But I think the transmitter will work. I don't have a microphone. I could need a real high-end piece of mic for the darn thing, and I don't have... I did some of the work to it. I got the receiver matching it, too, but somebody... The switch is bad in it, so it's hard to get that switch out of it. And somebody misaligned the IF in it, so it doesn't go all the way to the bottom of 80 meters. So, I don't know how much time you have, and I don't know if you want to play with something like that. But the transfer, I went through some of it. But the receiver, I'm not sure if it's worth the time.
Jim?
Anything's worth the time. I don't have any problem with that at all. All I can do is look at it, and we can go from there. It sounds like it'd be a good challenge. I've got signal generators, oscopes, and what have you, and power meters and watt meters. I can come up with something.
Supply that works. The receiver does work. So it's just a question. The VFO switch is in. It's kind of hard to get at it. And, but it's I found a shirt at 6825 and it changed it out. I found that. Give me a call sometime and we'll see if we can, I'll see if we can wrangle up some money to see if we can get it going. I've got nothing, I got no HF transmitter at all right now. So, I got a 706, but I'm not sure if I hurt the final, so I got to put up a cheap vertical to make it work. So, I... Nothing works out here, he's broke.
I've got about 3 different antennas. If you give me your number, I'll give you a call.
My phone number is easy one to remember. It's 864-382-6108.
8-2-6-1-0-8.
Get a one on the gutter just to get going. I got the power up. I got some bad calls. We might go do something. So how's your day going today?
I've been sitting here watching the sky go by, as they say. I've got a vertical, a delta loop, and a long wire that I use, and I finished repairing an old 530, PS530, and I sold it a while back. I had to rebuild it from the ground floor up, but hey, it was worth it.
Man, C300 I've got, and it has a problem with warms up. Until it gets hot, sometimes I think it's got a bad cap in it. I haven't tested the tubes in it, but it seems to be a bad cap. But I haven't taken alligator clips and flop them out to try to flop and find which one it is. I got all the new caps and stuff to flop in it.
Yeah, those electrolytics have a tendency to dry out, and then they have a tendency to short or open and overheat. So that's common with the older equipment.
The newer replacement ones, I've got all the small caps, I got a whole box of this box, I bought a whole bunch of stuff online. LVAC, what I did with that was the bypass cap that goes to the microphone jack. As you know, there's voltage on that jack, be careful. So I put a 600 pump capacitor there, 6,000 volts, so I don't think that's going to fail anytime soon.
No, they won't, but you gotta be careful about the value because you can end up shutting your signal to ground fairly easily.
Just kind of focus, I think that's gonna work. Right by the police station.
I'm over in Taylor's, over by the college off of McElhaney.
This is 600 pump cap there before. I think it should work.
I've used all sorts of caps. I've got a whole box full of different value caps from 10 volts all the way up to 600 to 1.5 kV.
It'll work. I talked to HLR one day. I don't know if you ever talked to Tim up in Maine, but he said it should work. He's one of RF engineers that I met in Maine before I got into radio.
Which is all that high. The 600 volt PIV cap should work fine.
That's what I had, so I just threw it in there. I'll tell you what, I had fun getting that jack out of there. Those things aren't easy to get in and out of there, and I can't see it all, so it's hard to do that stuff.
Yeah, I understand that well. I've got a couple microscopes, actually, that I use on some of the smaller items, and you just have to have a lot of patience and work things step by step.
This is solid. I wanted to see if you could show me how to do it. I'm willing to burn some fingers.
I have to look at it and see what we can do.
Ned, it's Paul. He did a Delta Moon Belt transfer up in Connecticut. It's Paul K1PXV. And I looked at it. He said you got to do one connection at a time, but when you get time, I'll hold you guys up on a net. Right? I know Gary's got a lot of things going on. Oh, I'm having a heck of a day. Everything I started today broke, so.
Standing by.
You and Al could get together on that and hope everything, y'all get something going to where you'll have a little something to work on. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS. First up is KO4KAU. That's Brandon down in Simpsonville, I believe. Brandon, you still around? Let's see if Mr. Jim down in Tocoa, KN4LEI. Jim, you still around?
I can't remember what the meter it was we were talking on. And I was asking one of them, I said, well, how many more hours is it still connected to the next blue ring? That is, and you came in there broke and said 23 hours. Anyway, I'm
you're picket fencing on me up here now. You're getting into the repeater and then it's dropping out. I don't know if you're mobile or something of that nature. If you are, move around a little bit. Maybe you can get a better signal in. If not, maybe you can boost your power a little bit. But I'm not being able to copy you real well. Steve, Jim must have got slipped by me there. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there at Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And Jim, you're still picket fencing on me up here. I can't quite pull you out. You're right down at the noise level. You're dropping out of the repeater. I can't quite copy you. Over.
You can hear me now, Gary.
There'll be some changes later on. I'm going to get my assignment antenna, and if I have to, I'm going to move that thing up about another 40 more feet up in the air, and that should help me. That should do the trick right there. I'll be moving that thing up a little higher. That was a little bit higher. And that should help.